There's not much to the town of Meadowlands. It's way out in the woods northwest of Duluth. It has 135 people, a gas station, a scattering of houses, and a school.
Is your math done? Better double check, okay?
Arlene Reed teaches a combined fourth and fifth grade class at the charter school. Reed has done all kinds of teaching, adult education, elementary school, English as a second language. She came to Meadowlands 2 years ago and says she likes it because teachers work in teams and because she gets to try creative teaching methods.
It's very difficult to get a new concept into a traditional school. You go through the routing. Here I can just say it's exciting, it works, let's try it, and we can do it.
The charter school is free from some rules that govern other state-supported schools. Teachers decide how to run the school. Teachers make up a majority on the school board, and there's no principal. Reed says she didn't have to fight bureaucracy to introduce an intensive phonics program.
Next word. Gum, gum.
Reed's students line up at blackboards and write the words she calls for them, marking them with lines and stars.
Laura, would you know what terms mean?
G-U-M. The X under the U is a vowel. A star above the U is a guardian angel. And one guardian makes the vowel short.
Reed says the students who've been learning phonics are reading better. Reading test scores at the charter school have improved since last year. The fourth and fifth graders seem to like phonics. They're not really tuned into what makes a teaching program different, but they have their own reasons for liking the school.
I like Mrs. Reed for a teacher. She's nice.
What's so great about Mrs. Reed?
She gives us treats. And Mrs. Reed lets us have, like, president, vice president, and secretary.
They have longer recesses.
You get to do math, like, in a higher level. And last year, we got to do sixth grade grammar, and that was fun.
It's different because they make it sound a lot easier, and it's a lot harder than it seems.
Yeah. So it's challenging, but it's easier to learn? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. A lot easier to learn.
The charter school draws students from towns near and far. Many make long commutes because their parents think they'll learn more at the charter school. Enrollment has gone as high as 200 students. It's at 140 now. A high school junior named Vicky, who's come down the hall to help Ms. Reed, drives the 20 miles from Cotton every day. She says it's worth it.
You can make an impact on what you're learning. The people here will actually listen to you. Like at district schools where you have no say unless you tell your teacher, and then they get to choose if they want to tell other people or not. But here you can just go to the meetings and say what you want, and then everyone will hear you, and you have a voice.
What kind of
meetings? The site-based management team meetings or the board meetings, and even secondary meetings you can make an impact.
Minnesota charter school teachers spend a lot of time in meetings, deciding how to serve a hot lunch or whether to teach sex ed. They say they like running the schools, but it's stressful, and most charter school teachers aren't paid well. Charter schools don't have to hire union teachers, and since they don't have access to some of the money other schools get, they often keep salaries low. At Meadowlands, every teacher makes $20,000, and they don't get raises. The teachers who started the charter school 4 years ago said at the time that they were excited to be part of an innovative project, but all of those teachers have since quit. School board member Dick Reich says there's no question some were burned out.
We had one facilitator here who spent 70 hours a week, and that was not uncommon. Excellent teacher. And you have to admit that when you're at the salary we pay and you can double and triple your salary and move on to better yourself, you have to do it best for yourself, too.
Reich says teachers were so dedicated to the charter school that some stayed 4 years despite the low pay. And he says organizers have been able to hire smart young teachers to replace them, billing the school as a good place to launch a career. It's hard to gauge whether the charter school is a success. Enrollment is up and down. Many students who came from other districts have stopped commuting, but some new students have enrolled. Reich says many of those who left just got tired of the long bus rides. He points out that scores on standardized tests are up sharply from last year at the charter school. Reich says parents and teachers worked together to develop a curriculum that stresses fundamentals, and parents support the school.
We made a commitment that if they would support us, that we would do the work. This is our fifth year, and from where we started with $30 and a room full of dust, we have books, we have a massive amount of computer technology, we have excellent staff, and we got students, and a lot of them.
When the Meadowlands Charter School opened, critics said it wasn't living up to the intentions of the law creating charter schools. The law was meant to encourage innovative teaching, not to keep small rural schools open. Dick Reich acknowledges that parents and teachers originally just wanted to keep the school afloat, but he says it has turned into a place where teachers can and do try new ideas and where kids are learning. I'm Catherine Winter, Main Street Radio.